AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A man linked to Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has agreed to cooperate with federal investigators. The AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
A close associate of Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has agreed to cooperate in a federal investigation, according to court documents. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. The charges will include sex trafficking of a child. According to people familiar with the matter, federal prosecutors have been investigating whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. As part of his plea agreement, Greenberg, who was Seminole County tax collector, will admit he recruited women for commercial sex acts, paying more than $70,000 from 2016 to 2018. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A national terrorism alert from the Department of Homeland Security warns violent extremists may take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threats. House physician California Democrat Pete Aguilar says while CDC guidance has changed on mask wearing, it hasn't changed in the House.
The present mask requirement and other guidelines remain unchanged until all members and floor staff are fully vaccinated.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert says the House that has leadership proclaiming follow the science is not doing that right now.
But we're hoping we'll eventually get people here, at least the majority, to follow the science.
A climber was killed, another was seriously injured when they were hit by a falling block of glacier ice in Alaska's Denali National Park and Preserve. Citing safety reasons, Target is suspending in-store sales of sports and Pokemon trading cards, but made no mention of a recent fight over cards outside a Target store in Wisconsin. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. Israeli artillery is pounding northern Gaza.
Families with supplies seek refuge in temporary shelters in central Gaza City as Israel attacks bring the front lines closer to dense civilian areas. Fleeing families have arrived in pickup trucks, on donkeys and by foot at schools run by the United Nations, hauling pillows and pans, blankets and bread, men lugging large plastic bags and women carrying infants on their shoulders, all cramming into classrooms. The Israeli military says the artillery attacks are an attempt to destroy a vast network of militant tunnels inside the territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration notified Congress this week it will send millions of dollars in U.S. assistance to the Palestinians aimed at promoting peace with Israel. The U.S. is calling for restraint. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.